Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
请我们翻到提摩太前书。
Chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
Verse 8.
提摩太前书四章第八节。
Exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
And then will you please turn to the book of Revelation.
我们再翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
启示录第二章第七节。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies, to him that overcomes.I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
In the same book, chapter 3, verse 21.
同一章，同一，启示录三章。21节
He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome, and have sat down with my Father in his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
And finally,Revelation 12:11.
最后我们翻到启示录十二章第十一节。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony and have not loved their life even unto death.
十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他。是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们随至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together before Thee.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你把我们聚在你的面前。
We have already committed this time into Thy hand.
我们把这段时间已经交给了你。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to enlighten us with thy word.
我们深信圣灵要把你的话向我们点活。
That we may really not only hear, but see in our spirit.
叫我们不单只听到，也在灵里面能够看见。
Draw us that we may run after thee.
吸引我们叫我们快跑跟从你。
Whatever thou hast purpose for us, Lord, do pray that thou will fulfill it for thy glory.
为了你自己荣耀的缘故，你完成你所定的旨意。
We commit ourselves totally unto yourself.
我们把我们自己完全交托在你的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们深信圣灵要做成他的工。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。阿门。
Well, thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
感谢神叫我们能够再次聚在一起。
As I suppose everybody knows that our burden is on spiritual exercise.
我想大家都知道，我们的负担乃是讲到属灵的操练。
How spiritual exercise gave us the promise of life.
属灵的操练如何给我们生命的应许？
To put it negatively, without spiritual exercise, the promise of life will not be fulfilled in us.
反面来说，如果没有属灵的操练，生命的应许就不能够在我们身上显为真实。
God has given us His own life.
神把他自己的生命给了我们。
He has given us Christ.
他把基督给了我们。
And Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面何等荣耀的盼望。
But all these will not be fully realized until we cooperate with spiritual exercise.
但这一切都不能够显为真实，直到我们与圣灵完全的配合。
Spiritual exercise is profitable not only for this present time.
属灵的操练不单单对现今有益处。
Its profit will extend even to eternity.
它的益处会一直延伸到永世。
We have already shared together on how spiritual exercise and the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
我们曾经交通了如何属灵的操练跟主的再来的关系。
We also have shared on spiritual exercise and the kingdom of the heavens.
我们也讲到属灵的操练与天国的关系。
And this morning, we look to the Lord that He will bring us into this matter of how spiritual exercise and the overcomers are so closely related.
今天我们靠着主的恩典，愿意看属灵的操练跟得胜者是那么密切的有关系。
Now I believe, brothers and sisters, you're all familiar with the term overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，我相信大家都熟悉得胜的这一个名词。
It is a very special term you'll find in the New Testament.
得胜者在新约的里面是一个特别的名词。
As you find in the Old Testament, the term remnant.
就好像在旧约里面余民的这个字一样。
It is God's strategic plan on the recovery of His testimony.
这是神在恢复他见证的策略上的一个重点。
When the testimony of God suffers.
当神的见证在地上受亏损的时候，
then you find God will react with this principle of overcomers.
你就发现神就用他得胜者的原则来做工。
Because man may fail and always fail.
因为人会失败，人永远是失败的。
But God never fails. He always fulfills what He has purposed.
但神永远不失败，他永远要达成他的旨意。
So this principle of overcomers is a very important principle to us.
所以得胜者的原则对我们来讲是重要的原则。
Especially we who live in the last days.
特别是我们在活在末后日子里面的人。
As a matter of fact,
实际上来说，
the call to overcome is the Lord's last call to His church.
得胜的呼召乃是神对他教会最末了的呼召。
So I believe that this is such an important principle that we should consider.
我实在觉得这是一个非常重要的原则，我们需要思想。
When we talk about overcoming,
当我们讲到得胜的时候，
Now what do you mean by overcoming?
得胜的意思是什么呢？
What are you going to overcome?
我们能够胜过什么呢？
Oftentimes we think of overcomer in terms of how we can overcome the power of sin.
很多时候我们想到得胜乃是如何胜过撒旦的能力。
And of course we know thatWhen we believe in the Lord Jesus, He has forgiven our sins.
当我们信主的时候，他赦免我们的罪。
But to us Christians, we all feel that even if our past sins have been forgiven, yet we continue to sin.
但对于我们基督徒来讲，虽然我们过去的罪得了赦免，但是我们还在继续犯罪。
Formerly, we sin joyfully and willingly.
以前我们在那里满了喜乐 愿意的才能给唱诗。
But now, if we ever sing, we feel sad and we feel depressed.
以前我们是很快乐的在那里犯罪，如今当我们犯罪的时候，我们就非常的忧郁，非常的下沉。
How can we overcome the power of sin?
我们如何能够胜过罪的权势
？Oh, wretched, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？And we may be brought further.
我们带到更进一步。
We began to see that not only this matter of the power of sin within us is a real difficulty.
我们看到罪跟死的律在我们里面是一个难处。
We need to overcome it.
我们需要胜过它。
And we began to realize that even the world outside is such a temptation that needs to be overcome.
我们也觉得外面的世界也是那么厉害的试探，我们也需要胜过它。
This is true not only to young people, I think the older people have the same temptation.
这不单单是对年轻人来讲，对年纪大的人，我们也有这样的试探。
And then we begin to realize that in us, that is in our flesh, there is no good.
我们也发现在我们里面在肉体的里面没有良善。
We find that our flesh is always against the Spirit of God.
我们发现我们的肉体一直是与神的灵相反的。
Now how can we overcome ourselves?
我们如何能够胜过我们自己？
And of course we realize that all these things come from the enemy of God.
我们就知道这一切都是从仇敌那里来的。
He is the source of all these our problems.
他这是一切难处的源头。
So how can we overcome the accuser?
我们如何能够胜过这个控告我们的呢？
Now all these are very, very true.
这些都是很真实的。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
these are negative reasons.
这都是反面的原因。
To be an overcomer, there is a positive reason.
要成为一个得胜者，需要有正面的原因。
Why we must overcome?
为什么我们必须得胜？
The positive reason is God.Has a purpose.
正面的原因乃是神有一个旨意。
He commits himself to his people.
他把他自己交给他的百姓。
As in the Old Testament, God commit his testimony to the nation of Israel.
在旧约的时候，他把他的见证托付给以色列。
The nation of Israel to declare the excellencies of God throughout the whole world.
以色列国在地上要彰显神自己的荣美。
They are to bear the testimony of God in a world of ungodliness.
他们要在这个不法的地上为神带出见证。
But unfortunately, they fail.
很可惜，以色列失败了。
Now in the New Testament time,
在新约的时代
，we find that God has committed the testimony of Jesus.To the church.
我们就看到神把耶稣基督的见证托付给教会。
The church is to be the witness of our Lord Jesus.
教会要为耶稣基督做见证。
The church never speak of itself.
教会永远不说他自己。
The church is to uplift Christ.
教会乃是要高举基督。
To glorify Christ.
荣耀基督。
To show forth the excellencies of Christ.
要彰显基督的荣美。
But unfortunately, the church also failed.
很可惜，教会也失败了。
Man always fails.
人总是失败。
But God never.
神永不失败。
So we find that due to the failure of man,
由于人的失败，
God reacts.
神有回应。
In the beginning, God created man.
起初神造人。
He created man according to his own image.
他是照着他的形象造人的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God has a commission for man.
因为神给人一个使命。
God wants to use man to defeat his enemy.
神要用人来打败他的仇敌。
He used man who is a little lower than the angels.
他用一些比天使微小一小的人
to defeat the angels that is higher than man.
去击败比人高一等的天使。
You know, it is no glory to God to destroy his enemy.
对于神自己去击败他的仇敌，他得不到荣耀。
It's like a big man beat a little child.
就好像一个大人打倒一个小孩一样。
There is no glory to it.
那么也没有荣耀。
For the glory of God, he raised up man who is a little lower than the angels.
为了他得着荣耀，他就兴起比天使微小一显的人。
And yet he used man to defeat his arch enemy.
他用着人来击败那个巨大的仇敌。
That is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
But unfortunately, man failed.
但很可惜，人失败了。
But God does not change his plan.
神没有改变他的计划。
He sent his only begotten Son into this world to be a man.
他差他的独生子到地上做一个人。
The Word became flesh and tabernacled among men.
道成肉身，住在人间。
The reason why our Lord Jesus came into this world.
我们的主到地上来的原因乃是。
So far as God's purpose is concerned.
从神的旨意角度来看。
He came to testify God.
他来为神做见证。
So you find throughout his life,
我们看到在主一生的年日里面，
he always looked to his father.
他一直在那里仰望他的父神。
He said, I cannot say anything.
他说我不能够讲什么。
I say it because my father has said it.
我讲是因为我父已经讲过。
I cannot do anything by myself.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
I do it because I see my father did it.
我做是因为我看到我父是这样做。
You find that the whole life of our Lord Jesus is governed by the will of the Father.
我们看到我们的主一生是在父的旨意米下来掌管的。
He came to this world to testify God.
他来到地上为了见证神。
No man have ever seen God, but the one who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
从来没有人见过神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So he told his disciple, if you see me, you see the Father.
所以他对他的门徒说，你们看见我，就是看见父。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Our Lord Jesus bore the testimony of Jesus. In the face of temptation and assaults.
我们的主在试探跟攻击的面前，他为父做见证。
The enemy tried every means to destroy him.
仇敌用各样的方法要把他击败。
You remember when before he began his public ministry.
当他在公开服事之前。
How the Spirit of God led him to the wilderness.
圣灵把他带到旷野。
And be tempted. Of Satan.
受撒旦的试探。
And what is the temptation of Satan?
撒旦的试探的内容是什么呢?
The temptation of Satan is he tried to get our Lord Jesus to act as the Son of God.
他的试探乃是要叫耶稣去做神的儿子。
If you are the Son of God, and he is.
他说如果你是神的儿子，他的确是神的儿子。
Then you can do this and you can do that.
你可以做这个，你可以做那个。
But you do this and do that for yourself.
但是你做这些是为了你自己。
And you find how our Lord Jesus refused to act as the Son of God.
你就看到我们的主他拒绝 在那里实行他神子的这个权利。
He stood his ground as the Son of Man.
他是站在人子的地位上。
Because he has a testimony to give.
因为他在那里要做见证。
He came here not to testify himself, but to testify his Father.
他来到地上不是为自己做见证，乃是为父做见证。
So how our Lord Jesus resisted the temptation of Satan.
所以我们就看到我们的主如何的拒绝仇敌的试探。
He stood his ground as the Son of Man.
他站在人子的地位上。
And as man, he overcame the enemy.
作为一个人，他胜过仇敌。
The little child seems to have beaten the big man.
好像小孩子打倒了那个大人。
It is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
And you remember in John chapter 12,
你记得在约翰福音十二章的里面
，During his last journey to Jerusalem，
在他最后一次上耶路撒冷的时候
，It seems as if the whole world was after him，
在全世界在那里抵挡他
，Were following him，
全世界那个时候外面来看，世界都在那里跟从他。
How he gloriously entered Jerusalem，
但是他是多么的。带着荣耀进耶路撒冷。
Not only the Jews seem to have honored him.
不单单犹太人在那里尊重他。
But even the Greeks wanted to see him.
希利尼人也要来朝见他。
Humanly speaking, this was the glorious time of our Lord Jesus.
从人来讲，这是主最荣耀的时刻。
And in the eyes even of his disciples.
在门徒的眼中来看
They thought that that was the time that our Lord Jesus will be enthroned.
就是说我们的主那个时候要坐宝座了。
And you remember how the sons of, two sons of Zebedee tried to get the left hand and the right hand.
你就看到那个西比泰的两个儿子就想一个在主的右边一个在主的左边。
But when the Jews, when the Greeks wanted to see the Lord,
当希利尼人要来见主的时候
Our Lord Jesus said, "My time of glory has come."
主说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But what he meant by glory is very different from what his disciples or the world thought of.
他说得荣耀跟世人跟门徒的想法不一样。
He said, "Father."
他说父啊。
I came for this time.
我就是为了这个时刻而来。
Glorify yourself.
荣耀你的名。
And you remember how the heavens spoke.
你就看到天开了。
This, I have glorified myself and I will continue to glorify.
说我已经荣耀了我的自己，我还要再荣耀。
In other words, you find the reason for our Lord Jesus to come into this world as the Son of Man.
你看到我们的主来到地上做一个人子的原因乃是
is to restore the testimony of God.
乃是恢复神的见证。
And he has glorified God throughout his life, even unto death.
他一生一直就是荣耀神直到死。
This is the positive reason for his overcoming.
这乃是他得胜的正面原因。
And immediately following, you say, our Lord Jesus said,
马上主就说了
the world is now judged.
说世界要受审判
And the prince of this world is cast out.
说世界的王被赶出去
So you find the positive reason for overcoming is for the glory of God.
你看到得胜那正面的原因乃是为了神的荣耀
To maintainThe testimony of God.
能够在地上有神的见证。
And the negative reason is to defeat Satan.
负面的原因乃是要击败撒旦。
And all those things that were under Satan.
就击败一切撒旦权势底下的。
Our Lord Jesus is the overcomer.
我们的主乃是那得胜者。
He is the first overcomer.
他是头一个得胜者。
Adam was overcome by the enemy.
亚当被仇敌得胜了。
And by that, he lost what God has committed him.
所以他就失掉 神托付给他的。
And our Lord Jesus is the first man who is the overcomer.
我们的主乃是头一个人得胜的。
He has overcome.
他已经得胜。
And because of that, he is now seated with his Father on the throne.
为此他与父坐在宝座上。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
on the basis of his overcoming,
根据他的得胜,
he said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
他说, 我要建造我的教会在这磐石上, 阴间的权势不能胜过他。
Why is it that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against His church.
为什么阴间的权柄不能胜过他的教会呢?
Because he built his church on the basis of his overcoming.
因为他建造他的教会在他得胜的根基上面。
So the church herself is an overcoming church.
所以教会本身就是一个得胜的教会。
Now if you would turn to 1 John,
如果你翻到约翰一书
1 John chapter 5
约翰一书第五章
Verses 4 and 5
约翰一书第五章第四第五节
For all that has been begotten of God gets the victory over the world, and this is the victory that has gotten the victory over the world, our faith. Who is he that gets the victory over the world?But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰一书第五章第四第五节，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
So you see that the church is built on the basis of the victory of our Lord Jesus.
教会乃是建造在主耶稣的得胜的根基上。
That is the reason why the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
这是为什么阴间的权势不能胜过他。
The church is raised up by the Lord Jesus to bear his own testimony.
神兴起教会来为他做见证。
The church is the instrument, the vessel of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
教会是耶稣基督的器皿。
Especially when you read the last book of the Bible.
特别是当我们读到最末了的一卷圣经。
You will find that the term the testimony of Jesus.
那里多次提到耶稣基督的见证。
And the testimony of Jesus is committed to the church.
神把耶稣基督的见证交付给教会。
To put it another way.
换句话说。
The church is here for the only reason.To bear the testimony of Jesus.
教会在这里唯一的目的就是为了耶稣基督做见证。
So when you read the first few chapters of the book of Acts,
所以当你读《使徒行传》前面几章的时候，
when the church was first built upon this earth,
当教会在地上被建立的时候，
you find the scene is, was so glorious.
当时的景况是那么荣耀。
Not only the 120,
不单那120个人,
but the 3,000 that were added.
再加上3,000人。
And then many were added daily to the church.
然后神把得救的人数每天加给教会。
And they all persevered in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，擘饼祷告。
How they were totally delivered from their self-possessiveness.
他们完全从自己的财产里面给拯救出来。
How they love one another and serve one another.
他们怎么样的彼此相爱，彼此的服侍。
How they prayed with one accord.
他们如何的同心祷告。
How they break bread at every meal.
他们每天都一起用饭掰饼。
And then you find in Acts chapter 11,
我们看到在《使徒行传》十一章的里面告诉我们
，The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
Because the world look at the church.
因为当世界世人看教会的时候
，They find that the church is something they have never seen before.
他们就看到教会乃是他们从来没有见过的这些人。
It is a heavenly thing.
这是属天的。
They have a way of life which is totally different from the way of life in any nation.
他们生活的方式跟其他地上任何一国的人都不一样。
It is not like the Jews.
不像犹太人。
It is not like the Romans.
也不像罗马人。
It is not like the Greeks.
也不像希腊人。
They have a different way of life.
他们有不同生活的方式。
They live for Christ.
他们是为基督而活。
They are heavenly and spiritual.
他们是属天的，他们是属灵的。
And they are centered upon Christ.
他们以基督为中心。
They pray to Christ.
他们向基督祷告。
They sing of Christ.
他们唱基督。
They live for Christ.
他们为基督而活。
They gather together for Christ.
他们奉主的名，为了基督而聚会。
他们在那个传讲基督。Everything is Christ.
一切都是基督。
So the world did not know what to do with these people.
所以世人不知道怎么看他们。
Who were these people?
这些人是谁呀？
They were Christians.
他们是基督徒。
They were Christ men.
他们是基督人。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What a testimony.
何等的见证。
What a victory.
何等的得胜。
Within 30 some years, the whole world heard of Christ.
在三十年之内，全地都听到基督的名字。
That you find in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传里面你找到的。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜。
When you come to Revelation chapter 1 through 3,
当你翻到启示录第一到第三章的时候，
These seven churches existed towards the end of the first century.
在第一世纪末了的那七个教会。
The Apostle Paul, Apostle John was the only one of the 12 living.
使徒约翰乃是在地上仍然活着的最末了一个使徒。
Evidently,
这里说明一件事。
Before he was exiled,To the island of Patmos, he was serving these churches.
在他没有给放逐在拔摩海岛之前，他在那里服侍这几个教会。
So no wonder, on the Lord's day, he was thinking of these churches.
所以在主日，他就想到这些的教会。
But when you look at these churches,
当你看这几个教会
，you'll find that.The testimony of Jesus is losing.
你就看到耶稣基督的见证，他们失掉了。
Especially when you read the first chapter of Revelation.
特别是当你读启示录第一章的时候。
In the first chapter of Revelation, you see a vision.
在第一章，你看到一个异象。
It is the vision of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是耶稣基督的异象。
It is the vision of our Lord Jesus in glory.
这乃是耶稣基督在荣耀里面的异象。
It is the vision of our Lord Jesus after his ascension.
这乃是主升天之后的异象。
It is the vision of our Lord Jesus as the high priest of our confession.
那是耶稣基督做我们大祭司的这个异象。
You see, our Lord Jesus in heaven was serving, ministering to his own church.
你就看到主在天上不是他的众教会。
The churches are supposed to be golden lampstands.
教会应该是金灯台。
You know, in the Old Testament time.
你知道在旧约的时代。
In the tabernacle.
在会幕里面。
There were only two things that were completely made of gold.
只有两件是金金做的。
Many are made of gold and wood.
许多是金子包着造假木。
But there are two things that are made completely of gold.
有两件是纯金做的。
One is the mercy seat.
一个是施恩座。
It's full of gold.
那里是纯金的。
And the other is the golden lampstand.
另外一件乃是金灯台。
Gold in the scripture represents God's nature.
圣经里面金是代表神的性情。
In other words, the church is supposed to be totally of the nature of God.
换句话说，教会应该是完全是神的性情。
There is no wood in it.
但里面没有木头。
And words in the scripture represents man.
在圣经里面，木头是讲到人。
Even the best of man.Will not be there.
就算人里面最好的也不在其中。
The church is made of Christ.
教会乃是基督所组成的。
It is not only Christ in you and Christ in me.
不单单是你里面的基督，我里面的基督。
It is Christ in you, without you, and Christ in me, without me.
乃是你里面的基督减掉你，我里面的基督减掉我。
The Bible called the church the Christ.
所以教圣经说教会乃是那基督。
It is the extension of Christ.
乃是基督的扩大。
It is our growth of Christ.
乃是基督的成长。
It is the fullness of Christ.
乃是基督的丰满。
So brothers and sisters, in the sight of God, the church is a golden lampstand.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，教会乃是金灯台。
And we all know a lampstand is not an object, a purpose in itself.
我们知道金灯台本身它不是那个事情的目的。
It is not for decoration.
金灯台不是为了装饰而用的。
Lampstand is to uplift the light.
灯台乃是要把灯举起来，
that the light may be lifted up and spread abroad.
让灯被举起来，能够照亮周围。
And Christ is the light.
基督乃是那灯。
So the church is to supposed to keep to declare the testimony of Jesus.
教会乃是要持守在那里彰显耶稣基督的见证。
By testimony, it means more than just the word.
讲到见证，不光光是讲到一些的道。
It means the very life.
乃是讲到生命。
But you find when you compare chapter 1, the vision of Christ.
当你看到第一章里面耶稣基督的意象的时候，
That is his revelation to the church.
那是他对教会的启示。
That is what he is committed to the church.
这是他交托给教会的，
for the church to testify of him.
要教会这样的去见证他。
But then you find almost in every one of them except one.
你发现其中每一个教会除了一个之外，
except the church in Philadelphia.
除了腓立铁菲的教会之外，
and also of course the church in suddenly I cannot remember.Smyrna.
还有士美瑙。
The Smyrna has no blame.
主没有责备士美瑙教会。
Philadelphia is all praise.
士美瑙，腓立铁菲，主在那里称赞他。
The all the other five, you have how they have deviated, fallen from the testimony of Jesus.
其他的五个，他们如何的离开主的见证。
It is as if Christ is coming to his church.
这就看到基督在他的教会的里面。
And when he comes to the church, he cannot find himself.
当他来到他的教会，他找不到他自己。
I always remember that story.
我总是记得这个故事。
A.J. Gordon.
高登弟兄。
He was at that time a pastor of a church in Boston.
他那个时候是波士顿一个教会的牧师
，very popular，
这个非常出名的
，used by God，
大神所大用的一个人。
And he dream a dream，
他在那里做一个梦。
He said one day while he was preaching，
有一天当他在那里讲道的时候
，he saw a stranger enter into the church building.
他看到一个陌生人进到他们会所里面。
And the usher him to a seat.
招待就引他坐下来。
Somehow the stranger attracted him.
但是这个陌生人抓住了他。
So while he was preaching,
当他讲道的时候，
he could not but always look at the stranger.
所以他一边讲道一边看这个陌生人。
And he was wondering,
他在那里想，
what will the stranger think of his preaching?
这个陌生人觉得我讲的怎么样？
What that stranger would think of our choir?
这个陌生人觉得我们诗班怎么样？
What that stranger would think of our organ?
这个陌生人觉得我们这个风琴怎么样？
He was wondering all the time.
他一直在那里这样来想啊。
So he thought to himself.
所以他就在这里对自己说。
After I finished the sermon.
当我讲完道以后。
As usual, she will go to the gate and greet everybody.
所以他就到门口去跟每一个人握手。
I have to speak to that stranger.
我要跟那个陌生人谈谈。
But unfortunately, when he went to the door, the stranger was already gone.
但是很可惜，当他到门口的时候，这个陌生人已经走了。
So he asked his usher.
他就问那个招待的
，Who is the stranger?
那个陌生人是谁呀、啊、
？The usher said.
那个招待说
，Don't you know it is Jesus?
你不知道就是主耶稣吗？
啊、oh, ，Jesus coming to the church.
耶稣来到他的教会。
What will he think of the church?
他怎么看我们的光景？
Will he approve our choir?
他认同我们的诗班吗？
Will he appreciate our pipe organ?
他欣赏我们那个管风琴吗？
Will he approve my preaching?
他认同我的讲道吗？
And because of this, his whole life was turned.
因着这一个原因，他整个的生命改变过来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Christ,
基督
has come to his church,
来到他的教会，
but he could not find himself.
但他在里面找不到他自己。
It is not the largeness of the church.
不是教会有多大。
It is not the multitude in the church.
不是有多少人。
It is not how beautiful is the church.
也不是说那个会所多漂亮。
It is Christ.
那是基督。
If you cannot find Christ in the church, it is no church at all.
如果你在教会里面找不到基督，那就不是教会。
And you find the church in Ephesus have everything.
你发现在以弗所的聚会里面，他们样样都有。
They have work, they have labor.
他们有工作，他们也劳苦。
They have endurance.
他们有忍耐。
But the Lord said, I'm against you.
但是主说我反对你们。
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你们失掉了那起初的爱。
I cannot find myself in you.
我在你们那里找不到我自己。
If you do not repent, I will remove the golden lampstand.
如果你们不悔改，我就将灯台从你们当中挪去。
You may continue on earth.
然后人在地上一直的在留在地上。
But in heaven, it is gone.
但属天的价值就没有了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you come to the end of the first century,
当到第一世纪末了的时候，
the church began to lose the testimony of Jesus.
教会就开始失掉了耶稣基督的见证。
And negatively speaking, the church was conquered by the enemy of God.
从消极的来说，神的仇敌战胜了教会。
The church became a defeated church.
教会就成为一个失败的教会。
And from the end of the first century until now,
从第一世纪末了直到如今，
we find the last call of our Lord Jesus.
我们就在那里听到主那最后的呼召。
His last call to the church.
他向教会最后的呼召。
He that overcomes.
得胜的。
The church in general has failed.
教会一般的光景是失败了。
Has failed in the testimony of Jesus.
他们失掉耶稣基督的见证。
It means that the church has capitulated to the prince of this world.
我们就知道世界已经与世界教会已经与世界的王来联合。
The testimony of Jesus needs to be recovered.
耶稣基督的见证需要被恢复。
How?
如何呢？
The strategy of our Lord Jesus is the call to overcome.
的策略乃是呼召得胜者。
So that is the reason why to be an overcomer is the present, urgent, most important need among God's people.
这也是为什么今天做得胜者在神的百姓当中这是最迫切最需要的一件事情。
It is not just a term.
这不光光是一个名词
A slogan.
是一个口号
But the principle of overcomers is the way of recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
得胜者的原则乃是恢复耶稣基督见证的那条路。
But brothers and sisters, we need to remember.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要记得。
How can we overcome?
我们怎么能够得胜呢？
How can a little child beat a big man?
小孩子怎么能够战胜一个大人呢？
How can out of the babes the praise of God may be perfected?
怎么能够在吃奶个婴孩的口中叫神的名得称赞呢？
Not in any way that there is such a strength in the little child.
不是说在这个小孩子里面有什么大力量。
That he can overcome a big man.
他能够战胜那个大人。
No.
不是。
We are able to overcome not because of ourselves.
我们能够得胜不是因着我们自己。
Not because of our own effort.
不是因为我们的努力。
Not because we are more diligent.
不是因为我们那样的用功。
All these are related.
这些都是有关系的。
But these are not the reason.
但这些都不是原因。
To be an overcomer is only by faith.
做一个得胜者完全是因着信心。
Now what is faith?
什么是信心？
Faith is not looking into yourselves.
信心不是看你自己。
Oftentimes we search our hearts.
很多时候我们查验我们的心思。
To see if I have faith in me.
看看我里面有没有信心。
If I have faith, I have can remove a mountain.
哦，如果我有信心，我可以挪移大山。
And I try to work up my faith.
我就开始叫我的信心能够出来。
Have you done that?
你有没有这样做
过？ I believe.
我信。
To hypnotize yourself.
哦，还能够向自己催眠。
And they say, oh, I have faith.
那说哦，我有信心了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Faith is casting your anchor upon the Lord.
信心乃是抛锚在主那里。
Look off unto Jesus.
望断以至于耶稣。
The author and finisher of our faith.
那信心创始成终者。
The church is built on the victory of Christ.
教会是建在基督的得胜的基础上。
And the church overcomes by faith.
教会能够得胜是因着信。
Because the church believes in God.
因为教会相信神。
Believes in Christ.
相信基督。
That's the only secret of overcoming.
这是得胜唯一的秘诀。
So brothers and sisters, we need to remember.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要记得。
To overcome is not in us.
得胜不在于我们。
We better confess that we are defeated.
我们要承认我们是失败的。
So that we don't try to overcome.
所以我们就不要靠自己尝试的去得胜。
With man, it is impossible.
所以从人来讲是没有办法的。
Give up.
放弃吧。
Now is that the end?
然这样就结束了吗?
Give up is the beginning.
放弃是开始。
When we give up ourselves, we give to Christ.
当我们放弃自己, 我们把自己交托给基督。
We put our faith in our Lord Jesus.
我们把我们的信心放在基督身上。
His victory is our victory.
他的得胜成为我们的得胜。
A little story I always like to tell.
我很喜欢讲这个小故事。
A little girl believed in the Lord Jesus.
一个信主的小女孩。
And she was really rejoicing in the Lord.
她在主里面非常的喜乐。
So one day a man came to test her.
有一天有人来试验她一下。
He said, little girl, you believe in the Lord Jesus?
她说,小女孩啊, 你信耶稣啊?
Oh, yes.
她说,是的。
Are you happy in the Lord?
你在主里面喜乐吗?
Oh, he said, yes, I'm happy in the Lord.
我在主里面非常的喜乐。
He said, okay.
他说,好吧。
One day Satan came to knock at your door.
有一天,撒旦来敲你的门。
Now, what are you going to do?
那你怎么办?
Can you close the door and do not let him come in?
你可以把门关紧,叫他不可以进来。
He is mighty, powerful. That you are.
这个撒旦比你更有力量了。
He pushed and he entered.
他就把你推到极处的。
The little girl thought for a while.
这个小女孩想了一下。
Oh, he said, if Satan came to knock at my door,
他说如果撒旦来敲我的门,
I turned to the Lord Jesus and said, go and open the door.
我就请主耶稣替我开门。
And the Lord Jesus went to the door and opened it.
所以主耶稣把门打开。
And Satan said, excuse me, I knocked the wrong door.
撒旦说,对不起,我敲错门了。
And he ran.
他就逃跑。
This is victory.
这是得胜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we try very hard to overcome.
我们自己努力地去得胜。
But the secret is very simple.
很简单。
Look to the Lord.
仰望主吧,
acknowledge that you cannot.
承认你不行,
but he can.
他行,
not only he can.
他不单只行,
he has already overcome.
他已经得胜了,
it's on the basis of his victory we overcome.
在他得胜的根基上, 我们得胜。
As Revelation 3 said, we overcome as he has overcome.
启示录三章说我们得胜就像他已经得胜一样。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
overcoming is the life of Christ.
得胜是基督的生命在我们里面。
This is the secret of it.
这是其中的秘诀。
But for the life of Christ to work in us,
当基督的生命在我们里面能够产生功用,
we need spiritual exercise.
我们需要属灵的操练。
Because only through exercise, the life of Christ within us will be released.
因为只有借着操练, 基督生命在我们里面才能够释放出来。
Now, how can we overcome?
我们怎么能够得胜呢?
You'll find in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
我们看到启示录三章十二章十一节里面。
Now in Revelation chapter 12, you find a vision.
在启示录十二章，你看到一个异象。
And that vision is concerned with the last days.
这乃是讲到末日的异象。
You see the vision of a woman in travail.
你看到一个妇人在那里有生产的艰难。
And you see the red dragon standing before that woman.
你看到一个大红龙在她妇人的旁边。
The dragon was not interested in the woman.
这个大红龙不是要看这个妇人怎么样。
Once he was interested in that woman.
他对这个妇人之所以有兴趣。
But no longer.
但现在他不再注意这个妇人了。
He was interested in the baby, in the man child, in the womb of the woman.
他乃是要看这个妇人怀中的男孩子。
Because the woman will not be able to do him any harm.
因为这个妇人不能够伤害仇敌。
As a matter of fact, it was almost in his hand.
这个妇人已经在他的掌握底下。
But the man child that was to be born.
但要诞生的男孩子。
He knew, as soon as it is born,
仇敌知道当这男孩子一出生的时候
he will be finished.
撒旦就完了。
So he wants to swallow up this man.
所以他要吞吃这个男孩子。
When the man child was born,
当男孩子诞生的时候
immediately,He was taken up to the throne.
马上被提到神宝座那里去。
And because of that,
因着这个原因
there was war in the air.
在空中就有个征战。
Michael and his angels,
米迦勒同他的使者
fought with Satan and his followers.
与撒旦跟他的使者征战。
Because the air is the headquarter.Of Satan.
因为空中乃是撒旦的司令部。
He is the prince of the air.
因为他是空中掌权者的恶魔。
He ruled from the air.
他从空中那里掌权。
He ruled upon the earth.
然后他管到地上。
But you find this man-child penetrates the air.
你看到这个男孩子他穿过了空中。
Thrust through.Satan's headquarters.
他穿过了撒旦的司令部。
That's overcoming.
这是得胜。
And they arrive at the throne.
他来到神的宝座。
And immediately war in the air.
马上空中就起了征战。
And Satan was thrown down upon this earth.
撒旦就给扔到地上去。
Then you hear a cry.
你听到这样的
Blessed are those who are in the heavens.
说属在天上的是蒙福的。
Who are they?
是在天上的是谁呢
？The man-child.
男孩子。
But the man-child is a collective term.
这个男孩子乃是一个团体的名字。
Because the Bible used they have overcome.
圣经说他们胜过他。
They have overcome the accuser.
他们胜过那个。控告者
Satan is the accuser.
撒旦乃是那个控告人的。
He always accuses us.
他一直在那里控告我们。
Sometimes true.
有的时候是真实的。
Most time false.
有的时候他的控告是没有根据的。
Sometimes a little truth, lots of false.
很多时候他的控告是根据一点的事实加上许多的假冒。
And if you accept it, you're gone, you're finished.
他这样那你就完了。
He is always accusing us before God.
他一直在神面前控告我们。
Just like he accused Job before God.
就好像他在神面前控告约伯一样。
How are we going to overcome him?
我们怎么样能够胜过他呢
？Three things.
三件事。
By the blood of the Lamb.
借着羔羊的血。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We need to have a deeper understanding of the blood.Of the Lamb.
我们对羔羊的血需要有更深的认识。
We think of the blood of the Lamb only in terms of having our sins forgiven, we are saved.
我们认识羔羊的血只是叫我们的罪得洁净，叫我们得救。
As if after we have believed in the Lord Jesus, the blood of the Lamb is no longer useful.
当我们信主之后，羔羊的血好像就没用了。
But if you really know the value of the blood of our Lord Jesus,
但如果你真正的知道羔羊耶稣的宝血的价值
，It is the basis of our victory day by day.
那是我们每天得胜的根基。
We human beings,
我们这些人
，Even though we are saved.
虽然得救了
，We are still in this world.
我们仍然留在地上。
We are surrounded by all the temptations.
各样的试探围着我们。
And all the assaults from the world.
地上有那么多的火箭对着我们。
And we also have a fifth columnist within us.
我们里面也有我们的问题。
and our self-life.
就是我们己的生命。
Our old life.
我们熬我的生命。
It is always there.
一直在里面。
As long as we live.
只要我们还存活。
We will not be delivered from this old self until resurrection.
直到复活，我们都没有从这个旧人里面给拯救出来的。
So you find that we are living in this kind of situation.
我们就是活在这种光景底下。
And how are we going to live?
那我们如何的来生活呢？
In 1 John chapter 1, 1 verse 7 tells us.
在约翰一书第一章第七节那里告诉我们说，
If we walk in the light,As he is light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins.
那你告诉我们说，如果我们活在光中，好像他活在光中一样，他的宝血就洁净我们一切的罪。
We are not super Christians.
我们不是这些超然的基督徒。
We are just normal Christians.
我们只是正常一般的基督徒。
And we realize how we are faced with all the temptations around us.
我们知道我们要面对这些的试探。
We realize that there is that self-life the enemy used within us.
我们知道我们里面有己的生命，仇敌也用着这个肉体。
Now, how are we going to live our Christian life on earth?
我们如何的活基督徒的生活呢？
We live by walking in the light.
我们乃是要活在光中。
Christ, He is the light.
基督他是那光。
The Holy Spirit will enlighten us from within.
圣灵在里面就照亮我们。
And we walk according to that light.
我们是根据那光而行。
We are no longer walking in darkness.
我们不再行在黑暗里面。
We are walking in light.
我们是行在光中。
And the light is not knowledge.
这个光不是知识。
Now it is true, the Bible is the lamp before our feet.
因为圣经是我们脚前的灯。
But here it says God is light.
这里说神是光。
His word is light.
他的话是光。
But here it is God is light.
这里说他神是光。
So the light here is the light of life.
所以这里的光乃是生命的光。
We have the light of life within us.
我们有生命的光在我们里面。
And the light of life will guide our steps.
生命的光会引导我们的脚步。
This is the way we walk as Christians.
这是我们基督徒应该这样行走。
Christians do not walk by outward rules and regulations.
圣基督徒不是根据外面的律法规条来活。
Christian walks by the light of life within him.
基督徒乃是根据他里面生命的光而活。
He will enlighten us.
他照亮我们。
He will show us what is right.What is wrong?
他告诉我们什么是对的，什么是不对的。
What is living and what is dead?
什么是活的，什么是死的。
He will teach us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
And we just walk in the light that we have.
我们就是行在这光中。
And as you walk in the light, as God is in the light.
你行在光中，好像神在光中一样。
Now God is light.
神是光。
But the light of life in us and God is light, they are same in nature, but very different in degree.
神是光，跟我们里面生命的光性质一样，但强弱不同，
程度不同，
程度不同。
Our light is like one candle light.
我们那个光好像一支蜡烛这样。
God is like 100 candlelights.
神好像一百支烛光来。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
If we have one candlelight, and we walk in that light.
如果我们有一支烛光那样的光，我们就行在这个光中。
as God in His hundred candlelight.
好像神在一百支烛光的底下那样光。
The wonderful thing is we have fellowship with one another.
奇妙的事情，我们彼此就能够交通。
Even though the degree is so vast.
虽然这个程度差那么远。
And because the nature is the same.
但是因为性质是一样
，so he can fellowship with us，
所以他能够与我们相交
，and we can fellowship with God，
我们能够与神相交
，and as we are fellowshiping，
当我们一同交通的时候
，you know what happened？
你知道什么事情发生
？More light is given，
我们更多的光临到我们
，and we begin to realize， my， I have lots of darkness in me，
我就会发现哇，原来我里面有这么多的黑暗。
Thank God，
感谢神
，the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me。From all our sins.
耶稣基督的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
So we are just normal.
我们只是一般的平常的。
Just growing.
我们是在那里成长。
And as we walk in the light of life,
当我们行在生命的光中,
we begin to realize we are not perfect.
我们就发现我们多么的不完全。
We have lots of darkness.
我们里面有很多的黑暗。
We confess.
我们认罪
He cleanses.
他洗净我们
And we continue our fellowship.
我们继续与他相交
So you have two candlelights now.
所以你现在就有两支烛光那么光了
And as you walk accordingly, you grow to maturity.
当你这样的来行走，你生命就成长
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we need the blood of Jesus all the way.
我们一直都需要耶稣的宝血。
This is the foundation of victory.
这乃是得胜的基础。
It is by the blood that we overcome.
乃是借着羔羊的血我们能够得胜。
It is by him we overcome.
是借着他我们能够得胜。
Just like some people said, even the tears of our repentance need to be cleansed.By the blood.
就好像有人说，就算我们悔改认罪的眼泪，也需要他宝血来洁净。
The blood of the Lamb is so precious.
羔羊的宝血是那么宝贝。
Do we love the blood of the Lamb?
我们爱羔羊的血吗
？This is the only way to victory.
这是唯一得胜的路。
We are not perfect.
我们不完全。
We will never arrive on this earth sinless perfection.
我们在地上的时候永远不会达到无罪的完全。
But thank God we are continually being cleansed.
但是感谢神我们一直的被洁净。
And we are growing.
我们成长。
So this is the way of victory.
这乃是得胜的路。
This is the foundation.
这也是根基。
And then secondly.
第二点。
By the word of their testimony.
乃是他们所见证的道。
So you see the importance of the testimony of Jesus.
你看到耶稣基督见证的重要吗
？It is not just negative.
不光光是负面的。
It is positive.
这乃是积极的。
Because the testimony of Jesus has been entrusted to us.
因为耶稣基督的见证已经交付给我们。
We are here to testify.Of our Lord Jesus.
我们在这里是要把耶稣基督见证出来。
Of what he is.
见证他是谁。
To declare his excellency.
去在那里彰显他的荣美。
To experience the riches of his glory.
在那里经历他荣耀的丰富。
And you find the testimony of Jesus eventually become our testimony.
你就会发现耶稣基督的见证最终是成为我们的见证。
Just like the Apostle Paul said,
就好像使徒保罗说
,You have accepted our testimony.
你们已经接纳了我们的见证。
Our testimony is none other but the testimony of Jesus.
我们的见证乃是耶稣基督的见证。
And the word of our testimony.
我们所见证的道
,We can speak out.
我们可以宣讲。
We can utter it.
我们在这里可以述说
we can declare it.
我们在这里可以宣扬
and when we declare it, the enemy is defeated.
当我们在这里宣告的时候仇敌就失败了
so you remember that funny story
你记得这个好笑的故事
the seven sons of the Jewish high priest Scala
那个大祭司的七个儿子
They tried to cast out demons.
他们在那里要赶鬼。
I cast the demon out in the name of Jesus preached by Paul.
他说我要奉保罗所宣讲耶稣的名把鬼赶走。
And the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I'm acquainted with, who are you?
魔鬼说耶稣的名字我知道，保罗我也认识，你是谁啊？
And he overcame two of the sons.
他这个仇敌，这个鬼就战胜了他两个儿子。
Because it is not true.
因为他们讲的不是真实的。
How can the testimony of Jesus become true to us?
耶稣基督的见证对我们怎么显为真实？
When we really yield ourselves to the Lord.
当我们完全放下自己，让路给主。
And let the Lord Jesus rule over us.
让主耶稣在我们里面掌权。
Then it becomes our testimony.
那就成为我们的见证。
And it is powerful.
那就有能力。
And then thirdly,
第三点，
it involves a cost.
这里带着一个代价。
They love not their lives even unto death.
他们随之于死也不爱惜性命。
How do they come to have the testimony of Jesus as their testimony?
他们如何能够说耶稣基督的见证成为他们的见证？
How do they have the testimony of Jesus?
他们如何有耶稣基督的见证？
Because they are willing to lay down their soul life.
因为他们愿意放下他们的魂生命。
The life here is not God's eternal life.
这里讲到的性命不是神永远的生命。
It refers to our soul life.
这里是讲到我们的魂生命。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
这是我们的主所说的。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up my cross, the cross.
背起十字架。
And follow me.
跟从我。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is a cost we have to pay.
这是我们需要付的代价。
And during the process, there is spiritual exercise.
在这个过程的里面就带着有属灵的操练。
And as you exercise your spirit,
当你在那里操练你的灵的时候，
as you allow your conscience be kept without offense before God and man,
叫你在人跟神面前有一个纯净的良心，
as you are obedient to all the intuitive knowledge that God has given you,
当你在你顺服神在直觉里面给你一切的认识的时候，
walk in the light as he is in the light,
你行在光中好像他在光中一样，
and as you have daily communion with the Lord,
当你每天与主有交通的时候，
and out of this you find he is able to do the impossible,
在这个过程的当中你就会发现他要做成你不可能的事情。
Oftentimes in our experience,
多少的时候在我们经历的里面，
when we are faced with a crisis,
当我们遇到一些危机的时候，
we cannot pass through,
我们好像胜不过。
And the crisis is always based upon are you willing to lay down your life?
这个关键乃是你愿不愿意舍你自己的性命。
And let the life of Christ prevail,
让基督的生命在你里面得胜。
When you find yourself impossible,
当你觉得你自己不行的时候，
then you let go and let God.
那你就放下你自己，让神来做。
And you find His grace is always sufficient.
你就发现他的恩典永远够你用。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the way to overcome.
这是得胜之路。
Now overcoming is today's process.
是今天的过程。
One day, every believer is an overcomer.
有一天，每一个信主的人都是得胜者。
Because God cannot fail.
因为神不会失败。
Whom He has foreknown,
他预先所知道的，
He called.
他就呼召他们。
Whom He had called, He justified.
那些蒙召的人他称他们为义。
Whom he had justified, he glorified.
那称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
So one day,
一天，
we will all be overcomers.
我们都要做得胜者。
But what is important is.
但重要的乃是
be an overcomer today.
今天要做一个得胜者。
Because even though to be an overcomer is a present experience.
虽然做得胜者是今是一个今天的经历
，but the reward is in the future.
但是那个奖赏乃是将来。
So it has to do with the life to come.
所以这乃是来生的应许。
How can we enjoy the life to come?
我们如何能够享用永生呢
？It based upon how do you live today?
乃是根据你今天如何的生活。
Do you overcome?Or you are overcome.
你是被胜过呢，而或者你是一个得胜者。
So for our encouragement,
为着我们愿意这样来彼此的激励。
So the Lord promised that there will be reward for those who overcome today.
所以主就在那里应许说，今天得胜的有他的奖赏。
Those who are able to keep his testimony.
那些能够持守他见证的
，those who overcome the enemy and all his wiles，
那能够胜过仇敌跟他一切的工作的
，the Lord said he will have a reward reserved for you。
他说他要有一个奖赏赐
给我。That is the salvation reserved for us。
那就是有这个救恩留给我们。
So you find.After the call of the overcomer.
所以你就发现每一次呼召得胜者之后
There is the promise of reward after every call.
每一个呼召之后都带着奖赏
And the reward is not today.
那个奖赏不是今天的
The reward is in the days to come.
那乃是将来的
That is in the kingdom age.
乃是在国度的里面。
When the Lord shall establish His kingdom upon the earth，
当主在地上建立他的国度的时候
，Those who overcome today will be rewarded to reign with Him over the earth。
今天在地上得胜的就能够与他一同掌权。
And if you read Revelation chapters 2 and 3,
如果你读启示录二章、三章
all the seven rewards mentioned here,
这里有七个的奖赏
they all related to life.
这都是与生命有关
all related to life to come.
都讲到来生的关系
how you can have life to come if you overcome today.
如果你今天得胜你就在来生得着奖赏。
For instance, 2:7,
第二章第七节那里说
，To him that overcomes,
得胜的
，I will give to him to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God.
我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
So it is a matter of life.
这个讲到是生命。
And then if you go on, say to chapter verse 17.
你再翻到二章十七节
or maybe 11,
或者是十一节就有啊。
He that overcomes shall in no wise be injured of the second death.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
There will be a second death.
那你有第二次的死。
The second death refers to the lake of fire.
这第二次的死是讲到火湖。
But,The overcomer will not be injured by the second.
得胜者不会受第二次的害。
It doesn't mean that those who do not overcome will be in the second death.
不是说没有得胜的会进到第二次的死。
It simply means injured. So the secret is in the injured.
这里说到那个秘诀乃是害啊，不要受。第二次死的伤害。
You remember the three friends of Daniel?
你记得但以理的三个朋友吗
？Because they were not worship the golden image.
因为他们不拜那金像。
They were thrown into the fire.
他们就扔到火窑里面。
And the fire was burned to sevenfold hot.
这个火加温七倍。
And Nebuchadnezzar sent his strongest soldiers to carry these to the fireplace.
尼布甲尼撒王把那个最强壮的兵叫他们去扔这三个大英里的朋友。
To throw them into the fire.
把他们扔到火窑里面
去。But because the fire was so hot.
那个火是那么热呀。
Even these strong soldiers were burned.
这些强壮的兵都给烧了。
They were not, had not fallen into the fire.
他们不是在火湖里面。
The fire injured them.
是这些火出来伤了他们。
Now that is what is meant here.
这里是讲到这里的
害。Those who believe in the Lord Jesus will never go to second death.
信耶稣的永远不会进入第二次的死
because that is eternal death.
因为那是永远的死
but it can be injured.
但可能会受伤害
and when will you injured?
你什么时候受伤害
during the kingdom age
在国度的时候
because like the unwise virgin will be cast out of the banquet
那好像那愚拙的童女给扔在筵席之外
Will be thrown into outer darkness.
就在黑暗哀哭切齿里面。
And they will be gnashing of teeth.
哦，他们在那里哀哭切齿。
To repent.
他们在那里悔改。
That for a little self comfort,
叫
they sacrifice such reward.
他们，我们就是这样啊、哦，他们失掉。他们 不肯受一点的代价而失掉这样美好的奖赏。
The principle is,
原则乃是
discipline is necessary for growth.
生命的成长需要训练。
If you do not accept discipline today, you will be disciplined someday.
如果你今天不受管教有一天你还是要补受管教。
We do not know how.
我们不知道这是怎么样。
We should not speculate.
我们也不要去猜测。
But the Bible gave us enough hints.
但圣经给我们有足够的提示。
To warn us.
提醒我们。
That if we should not, we should love ourselves and not deny ourselves.
如果我们要爱自己不舍己的话
and do not grow up,
如果我们不成长
one day,
有一天
we will be disciplined,
我们会被管教
because God cannot fail,
因为神是不失败的
whom he has called, he will glorify
他所招的他要叫我们得荣耀
so brothers and sisters,
说弟兄姊妹们
if you read all these rewards,
如果我们读这些的奖赏
they are all related to the kingdom age,
他们这里都讲到国度的时代。
In the kingdom age, you will have the promise of life.
在国度的时代，你有生命的应许。
But it based upon today how you follow the Lord.
乃是根据今天你如何的跟从主。
So we believe that the message of the overcomers is the message of today.
所以我们在这里看到，今天我们要得到的信息。乃是得胜者的呼召。
So let us pay our attention to it.
所以让我们在这里一同留意。
After all, it is all grace.
最末了都是恩典。
It is grace with faith.
在信心里面带着恩典。
May the Lord bless us.
求主祝福我们。
Dear Lord, we do commit these scattered words into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们把这些的话交在你的手中。
May thy spirit impress upon us.
让你的圣灵把这些话印在我们心中。
How thou hast called us to be overcomers.
你呼召得胜者。
Not in any sense we are perfect.
不是说我们有什么完全的地方。
We thank thee for the precious blood.
我们谢谢你宝贵的，就谢谢你的宝血。
We thank thee for thy sufficient grace.
我们谢谢你有够用的恩典。
We thank thee for the victory that thou hast won.
我们谢谢你，你已经得胜了。
And by faith, we can claim victory.
借着信，我们能够支取你的得胜。
Not for ourselves, but for your glory.
不是为了我们自己，乃是为了你的荣耀。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.